こんにちは。
こんにちは。早い。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ドイツ政府はベルリンにある各国の大使館に対し、ドイツ国内で活動しているスパイなど諜報機関員や領事館スタッフの名簿の提出を求めました。背景にはメルケル首相の電話を盗聴するなど NSA のスパイ活動が露呈したことや、ドイツ版 NSA である BND と国防省の職員がアメリカに情報を流していた二重スパイ疑惑が発覚したことが挙げられます。先月ドイツ政府は CIA のドイツ局長に国外退去を命じるという異例の措置を取った上で、アメリカ政府に対し諜報機関員の名簿提供を直接求めていましたが、これを拒否されたため今回の要請に踏み切りました。
The German government is demanding that all secret agents operating within Germany be revealed by their respective embassies or governments.The demands come after it was revealed that Chancellor Merkel had been the target of NSA wiretapping and German intelligence had been leaked to the United States by a recently arrested double agent within Germany's BND intelligence agency. Additionally, a German Ministry of Defense worker was also arrested under suspicion of being a double agent. In response to this, Germany requested that a top CIA officer located in the Berlin office leave Germany.A previous German request to the U.S. government for a list of spies operating within Germany has been denied.
Yes. そう、まあ、スノーデンのおかげというか、で、露呈した NSA の各国トップの人の盗聴とか、まあ、日本もされてたかもしれないんだけど、こうはっきりされたって分かってるのはドイツのメルケル首相。だからすごく怒ってるんだよね。すごく怒ってて、結構この NSA 対策というかスパイ対策みたいなのを進めてて、もうすでに連邦政府職員にはこう暗号化できる携帯電話をもうみんなに配ってんだって。
Is Germany the only country where this has happened?
ここまでは多分ドイツだけなんじゃない、今のところ。その CIA の局長を国から出すとか、結構メディアもびっくりしてた。
But they probably have spies in a lot of countries.
Yeah. And まあ、ドイツだけじゃないはずだからね。
This shows that, they're willing to risk having spies among allied countries as well.
そうなの。だから、まあ、この盗聴もそうだけど、その同盟国としての立場が危うくなるリスクを負ってもスパイ活動をしたいっていう、まあ、そういうジャッジメントっていうことだよね、アメリカ政府の。
So they haven't only betrayed the people. They've also betrayed allied countries as well with their spying antics.
そうなの。
And there was actually an agreement made in 1945, a no spy agreement between the two countries.
そう、だからそれを思いっきりアメリカが破った上に、このダブルスパイで、このダブルスパイの人が結構な量の情報をアメリカに流してたらしくて、それが、まあ、どうやってバレたのか分かんないんだけど、結局バレちゃって。
Didn't they initially think that he was working for the Russian government?
I don't know. That sounds likely. But,
Like, they thought he was a double agent. They thought he was a spy from Russia at first, I believe.
Okay.
Like, that was his cover or something.
Ah, wow.
But then it turned out he was actually a double agent for the U.S.
ロシアになすりつけようとするっていう、
yeah.
でも確かに最初言われたら信じちゃいそうだけどね。Oh, he's a spy from Russia, that makes sense みたいな感じで。
Well, there's a lot of that sort of weird stuff going on lately where one government will do something bad in order to pin it on another government. Like there have been accusations like that regarding the MH17 flightand it's not completely baseless because the U.S. has done things like that before. If you look at like Operation Northwoods, for example, where they plan to shoot down an airliner, I believe an empty one, and then blame it on Cuba, was it? I'm
okay.
not really sure. But some weird plan like that.
Okay. まあ、バレちゃうところがちょっと悲しいけどね。そうで、なんかなんでそんなに リスクを犯してまでドイツに注目してるのかなと思ってみたら、まあ、そのメルケル首相の下でロシアからかなりの量の石油を輸入してる、ドイツは。だからそこでちょっとこうロシアに対する制裁とか、
Even now?
Yeah, I think so. だからそこの動向をちょっと見たいとか、あとまあ過去にドイツのどこだっけ、ハンブルクじゃなくてなんかどっかでアルカイダがあの、まあ、テロを計画するのに、まあ、ドイツでやってたっていう過去があったりとかするからじゃないかっていうふうに言われてるけどね。
I'm surprised there haven't been sanctions on that considering the EU、Russia conflict at the moment、
ね、あでもなんかだから多分制裁はしてるんだろうけど、あれでもウクライナに関してはドイツも、ドイツがなんかアメリカに結構反対みたいな感じじゃなかった？
No, no.
Were they in the same team?
Well, Germany is very, very much pro-EU and was yeah, actually but... directly involved in that whole conflict within the Ukraine. They yeah, were but... one of the catalysts for that whole thing.
Yeah, but when it comes to like 制裁, I'm not sure if they were totally in line. But yeah, well, I have bad memory, so I'm not sure. Don't.
One thing that's interesting about this is that German officials, maybe it was even Merkel herself, have suggested that they may engage in some counter espionage. Like that's not off the table, which is a weird thing to say openly. It's like, okay, well, we're going to spy on the U.S. too.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to say that when you're, you don't want to say that while you're asking for the U.S. to.
だから本気でやりたいっていうよりかは。そんな怒るようなことをあなたたちはしたんですよっていうのを、まあ、公に言いたかったんじゃない。だって自分の経済盗聴されてたわけだからね、
sure,
自分自身の。
That's still a terrible way to say it.
I guess. Well, they're angry.、次、ランセットニューロロジーに発表された論文で、宇宙飛行士の約 75% が宇宙滞在中に睡眠薬を服用していることが分かりました。NASA 出資のこの研究では、スペースシャトルのフライトに関わった64人と国際宇宙ステーションのミッションに関わった21人の宇宙飛行士から集めたデータを分析しました。すると打ち上げの約3ヶ月前に始まる訓練期間中から多くの宇宙飛行士が慢性的な睡眠不足になっていることが分かりました。宇宙滞在中は90分ごとに繰り返される日の出と日の入りに邪魔されないよう音と光を遮断する睡眠ステーションが設置されていますが、それを利用していた宇宙飛行士にも睡眠障害が見られるため、無重力状態自体が睡眠を妨げている可能性があります。
According to a study published in the journal Lancet Neurology, about 75% of astronauts are regularly using sleeping pills and other drugs. The study involved an analysis of data from 64 astronauts from space shuttle flightsand 21 astronauts on board the International Space Station. The researchers found that astronauts suffer from insomnia and begin using these sleep aids 3 months before their missions, when training typically begins. While astronauts are in space, the transition from day to night happens in about 90 minutes. To combat its effects on the human sleep cycle, astronauts sleep in isolated cabins in a controlled environment.The fact that insomnia is so widespread among astronauts suggests that weightlessness may be a significant factor in disrupting sleep.
75% って結構すごいよね、割合的には。
Yeah, that's almost everybody.
ね、でやっぱりその睡眠不足で、まあ、こういう薬を飲まないといけないほどになってくると、もちろんその認知機能が低下しちゃうから、特にこういう危ないミッションについている場合は、まあ、怖いよね、こう 100% の状態でやらないと危ないようなことをやってるのに 100% になってないわけじゃん、全然、
yeah.
だからその本人の健康にも悪いし、
that's true whether or not they take the medication、because if they don't take it, most of these people aren't getting enough sleep、and so they're tired, and so their motor controls are impaired, their thinking and reasoning is impaired, their judgment is impaired.
Yeah.
But if they do take this, and it's usually Zolpidem that they're taking.
Okay.
The brand name is called Ambien. Maybe you've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah. If they do take that, then there's a risk of drowsiness the next day when they wake up.
Mm.
And there's also a risk that if there's some sort of emergency situation where they would have to wake them up, they wouldn't be able to wake them up because they're whacked out on this Ambien.
そうだね。確かにね。その薬飲んで寝ようとしたり寝てる時に何か大変なことが起きるかもしれないもんね。
And then you're screwed because you're the half-life of this Zolpidem is 3 hours.
Okay.
So you're not going to be... You're probably still not 100% when you wake up, to be honest.
Probably not.
But even after 3 hours, half of it's still in your system.
Yeah.
So pretty much if they woke you up while you were sleeping at all, after you had taken Ambien, you're still going to be under its influence to some extent.
だからこれ仕事じゃん、宇宙飛行士も職業じゃん、だから仕事環境で見ると結構劣悪だよね。こうみんなが睡眠薬飲まないとやっていけない状態っていう。まあでも確かにさ、あのホテルとか友達ん家に泊まるだけでも寝にくくなるじゃん。それを考えるとさ、宇宙行ったらそれはそんな安眠できないよね。無重力だしさ、なんかいろいろ心配事とかもすごいあるだろうしさ、ストレスとかプレッシャーとか、すごそうじゃない？もう全然想像もできないもん。
They think it's the weightlessness that is causing this.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that it's possible.
They're pretty sure. They're pretty sure that it messes with... like when you lie down. On Earth, you lie down.
Yeah.
So now you're lying down. Well, there's some sort of a signal there that helps you relax. But if you're in space, you can't lie down because there's no gravity.
Right.
So you're just...
Strapped.
You're just trying to sleep in more or less the same position that you were in when you were awake. There's no...
Right.
There's nothing to distinguish the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
They strap themselves, no?
Usually...
To like a bed or something.
It depends. If they're in the space shuttle, there's like seats and bags that they... There's like, I think there's only 4 or 5 seats. I think maybe there's only 4 seats on the space shuttle.
Okay.
But they fly with more people than that. Sometimes they fly with like 7 people or something. So those extra 3 people have to like clip themselves into some weird bags or something.
Okay.
In the space station, they have like mounted sleeping bags, I think. One major issue is that the weightlessness causes you to pee your pants more easily, I think. I don't really understand how it works, but astronauts have a huge problem of having to pee. But in space, like, you can't just get up and walk over to the toilet. You have to like worm out of your bag and then you risk like waking up other astronauts in the middle of the night, which you don't want to do. So I think a lot of astronauts actually just wear a diaper.
Okay. And then they just pee
right there in the bag because
they
can't be bothered to try to float over to the restroom.
まあそっちの方が楽だよね絶対。不思議な仕事だよね。でも宇宙飛行士っていうのも、その普通の企業だったら、例えばその社員に何かしら危ないことがあるときで、そのリスクがわからない場合やらせないじゃん、怖いから。でも宇宙飛行士に関してはさ、もう全然わかんないから、その例えば長期いると目が、ね、おかしくなっちゃうとか、なんかいろいろあるじゃん。そういうの言ってもらわないとわかんないっていうさ、人間実験台みたいな状態じゃん今って。
Yeah, everything is an experiment.
Yeah, ね。だからまあ言ってる人もそういう覚悟はもちろんして言ってるんだろうけど、それにしても、
there are a lot of things to worry about. There's always space debris to worry about.
Yeah.
Astronauts are, if they stay up there too long, their body just starts to shed bone mass and muscle mass like crazy.
ああ、だからすごいワークアウトしないといけないんでしょ。
Yeah, but it's very difficult to work out in space.
まあそうだよね。
Everything weighs nothing.
Yeah. あとなんかそうだから筋肉とか骨とかも変わっちゃうし、なんかかかとだっけの骨がなんかなっちゃうとかも読んだ気がする、うん、歩かないから、
うん、
大変な仕事だよね本当に。
And when they come back to earth there's motion sickness、
oh.
coming back. It's like you get used to space and you come back to earth、
yeah.
and then it doesn't feel right. You have to like adjust again.
でも私も船乗ってたじゃん、
yeah.
あの時降りてもずっと揺れてる感じがするみたいな、mm. だからそうやって簡単にやっぱり脳が何一個のエンバイロメントにアジャストしちゃうとまた次戻るとき大変なんだよね。
It means you got your sea legs a little bit.
Yeah. そうすごくない？そんなことでも影響されちゃうんだから宇宙なんか行って帰ってきたらそれは大変だろうね。
One interesting thing about this drug use, the Zolpidem、
うん、
Ambien
って日本で Ambien って名前で売ってるのかな。
I don't know. A lot of people take Ambien in the US.
In the States.
They're probably selling it here too.
Ambien.
But to offset the Ambien, and this is what always happens with people, even、mm. on Earth, to offset the effects of the Ambien, people are taking another drug. Astronauts are taking another drug called Modafinil.
Okay. Wait. Mycerie だった Ambien って。Mycerie って聞いたことある。
Mycerie.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are taking it in Japan too.
Really?
Yeah.すごい有名だよマイスリー、うん、私飲んだことないけど。
So do you remember what Modafinil is? We've、
no.
talked about Modafinil. It's like a, they prescribe it for people with narcolepsy.
Ah, okay.
It's a wakefulness drug.
Okay.
It's ah, like
起きてなさいってやつか。
Yeah.
逆のやつ。
It's also sold as Provigil.
What's that?
That's just the brand name for Modafinil.
Oh. Ah, okay, okay.、
Mm. Yeah, it's like Ambien for Zolpidem.、
Mm, okay.
But、it's a pretty serious drug, this Modafinil. People、mm. say they... People with like discipline issues or issues where they can't concentrate or a lot of like the Silicon Valley、tech CEOs
are
taking this Provigil all the time.
Oh, God.
Or this Modafinil all the time.
絶対いいアイデアではないよね。
Just for work.
Yeah.
It's like the、God. What do they give people with ADD? What is that、
know.
drug called?
I don't know. Like、Damn. anti-anxiety?
Not anti-anxiety. They give it to like kids for ADD.
なんだろう、わかんない。
A lot of people take it to study on tests and stuff.
Okay.
Maybe I'll remember it later.
It's not Xanax, right?
No.But this,
narcolepsy 用の薬をさ普通に飲むとか絶対やめた方がいいよね。
The astronauts are taking that all the time.
怖いよ。
So they take the Ambien to go to sleep, but then they wake up and they're still drowsy because of the Ambien. So then they take Modafinil when they wake up.
Oh god.
So it's like Modafinil.
やばいねそれ。
Ambien, Modafinil, Ambien.
That's like cocaine for bankers.
I guess.
怒られそう、bankers.
It's like people drink alcohol at night、
mm.
and then they wake up in the morning and have coffee、
mm, まあそうだね。
You know, you gotta like
なんか変なサイクル、いや変なサイクルに入っていっちゃうよね。
Yeah.
なんかそう絶対なんかわかんない。睡眠薬って私一種類かなしか飲んだことないけど、やっぱさっと寝れるけどやっぱパッと起きれないんだよね。こう全然すがすがしくないの。なんか
Is that the
That was ハルシオン。
ハルシオン。
私が飲んでたのはね。でもあの本当すぐカッと気絶したみたいに寝れるんだけど、あの寝れるから最初はすごい嬉しいの。全然寝れてなかったわけだから超楽じゃんみたいな、
うん。
もうこれからは寝るために4時間とかベッドで頑張らなくていいんだみたいな。でも起きた時なんかもうああみたいなゾンビ状態だから。やっぱプラスマイナスがあるよね、うん、あとそれに慣れてきちゃうと薬がなくなっちゃったらどうしようみたいな、
yeah,
薬どっかに忘れちゃったらもう寝れないやばいみたいな、なんか
dependent on it.
そうなの。変な脅迫観念が湧いてきちゃって。
That happens to a lot of people on this Modafinil too, because they take the Modafinil. Oh, their memory is so good, they're so disciplined, they're so efficient、
うん、
right?
そうだ、ね、
And then so when you don't take it, it's like、うん、wow, I feel like a lazy idiot.
Right, right.
But you really need to just learn how to manage the lazy idiot. Because if you're always on stimulants or depressants and flipping back and forth, it's just not healthy and it's not really sustainable.
ね、そのうちだからそうやってやってると元の自分が分かんなくなっちゃうんだよ、うん、でこう壊れちゃうからね怖いね次、イギリス王室はウィリアム王子が救急ヘリコプターの常勤パイロットになる予定だと発表しました。順調に試験に合格すれば来年から慈善団体イーストアングリアンエアアンビュランスで救急隊の一員として活動します。王子は昨年9月まで英空軍のパイロットとして軍で活動していました。
The royal family has announced that Prince William intends to become an emergency response helicopter pilot. If he passes his pilot's exam, he will begin flying for charity organization East Anglian Air Ambulance beginning next year. He had been flying as a pilot for the British Air Force until September of last year.
そう、なんかヘリコプターはずっと操縦してるんだよね、彼は。あの2008年にヘリコプターで彼がなんか任務についてたらコカインの密輸船を発見して、
うん、
コカインなんだっけな900キロとかなんかすごい数のすごい量を見つけて逮捕に貢献したとかあの面白いよね。そうあのでこのパイロットとかの年収はだいたい600万円ぐらいでウィリアム王子に関しては公務してもお金もらえないんだって。だから面白いよね。その例えば日本の皇室だと公務以外の職業しちゃいけないことになってるから、
うん、
そう別に自分でなんか稼いだりとかしちゃいけないじゃん日本は。でもイギリスは別にそういうのがないから、まあ、だから資産がすごいあるんだけどね、
うん、
It's really interesting あの彼らのお金事情というかそのイギリスのロイヤルファミリーのアセット状況みたいな。
Is this the same dude that showed up at that party in the Nazi outfit?
No, that's his little brother. This is the one that's married to Kate.
Oh, so this is the
So he's gonna
be ちょっとちゃんとしてる。
Yeah. He's gonna be the king eventually after his dad dies or retires or whatever. で今だっておばあちゃんが彼のおばあちゃんがクイーンじゃん and she's like 80something or 80.
Huh.
So
wait, his dad is the king.
No. He's still a prince because the queen is still alive.
Oh, I see.
だからクイーンが長生きすればするほどお父さんのキングとしての期間がどんどん短くなっていくから。だから多分お父さんよりはウィリアムの方がキングになってる時間が長いんじゃないかな。わかんないけど。なったとしたらいつか。It's really interesting. なんか日本って皇室は税金じゃん全部、でもイギリスはそうじゃなくてあのそのもともとこの人たちって they were like really rich people right? just super rich family who owned like すごい量の lands とか you know business and everything. So they gave it up to the country in 1976 and in return they're supposed to get like some amount of annual まあサラリーじゃないけどまあお金。
How much are they getting?
So 今は1年間にだいたい52億円ぐらいが
いい
のあの It's not the salary it's just for the そのあの宮殿の維持費とかスタッフの給料とか公務の、 あのエクスペンスとかが52億もらってるんだけど、うん、結局それっていうのは自分たちの祖先がもともと持ってたその不動産とか地代とかの売り上げの 15% をもらってるんだよね。だから残りの何 85% は国に入ってる、
うん、
だからまあ意外とプラマイゼロ、ゼロどころかなんていうのプラスに国にとってはプラスになってる彼らの昔の資産を運用させてもらっ、まあ、させてもらってるか運用してるから
どうかな
It's really interesting
But this royalty you know the way that they've got all their stuff in the first place is like not cool
Yes.
Right.
But at least, my point is that at least it's not all operated by taxpayers' money.
Hmm.
You know, まあもともと誰のかっていうところまでその何百年とか突き詰めれば微妙だけど、そこを見ないと、
yeah,
あとその
、if you just look at like very recent history from like a few decades ago, maybe, yeah.
そうでなんかその他にも自分たちで領地を持ってたりとか、うん、あの何日本でいう銀座みたいなところの道を全部所有してるからこうテナント代が入ったりとか、
うん、
あとなんか自分のブランドオーガニック食べ物とか
Do you think there,
ですごい儲かってる
Do you think there's a, an upside to having a royal family and a king and a queen and like all this
なんか
royal stuff?
私いつも宇宙人の目線で見るようにしてるじゃん Or, 自分がシムシティみたいにあの管理してるとしたらこれをやるかやらないかみたいな、
うん、
それで言ったらやらないけどでも I think there is upside to some extent、イギリス行った時あの、ね、ちょうどそのジュビリーだっけあのクイーンのクイーンがクイーンになってから60周年だっけとかなんとかの超でっかいイベントがあるときに私ロンドンで仕事してたのね、
うん、
であのテムズ川をこうボートで、まあ、ウィリアムとかクイーンとかがみんな乗ってこうみんなに手を振るみたいなイベントがあるわけよでそこに行ったの私も暇だったし休日だから、
うん、
もうね It was like full of 本当に the entire city、
yeah.
are out and waving at the queen and like taking pictures and whateverでなんかお祭りみたいな感じで everyone is so happy and あのこのクイーンの顔のマスクとかあるじゃん。わかる？なんかあの強盗が被るみたいなさリアルな。
She wears a mask?
No 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 the people.
Oh.
なんでクイーンが自分の、
oh. That's why I was confused.
いやなんかクイーンとかウィリアムとかケイトのこうお面があるんだけどそれをみんなつけたりとかして。
怖。
そうなんかあの日本の皇室と成り立ちが違うから。こうあんまり神格化されてないからさ別にそういうことしても怒られないわけよ、
うん、
so like なんかマスコットみたいな感じで、
うん、
結構みんな、まあ、クイーンは人気あるよね普通の人にも結構面白かったで日本だとあの天皇が必要か必要じゃないかみたいな話ってすごいタブー視されてさあんまりみんな話さないけどイギリスは結構、yeah. あのオープンにうちの会社のオフィスにも一人いたのイギリス人でもこんなシステムクソだみたいなずっと言ってて
I think it's ridiculous
すごい怒ってた
I think it's silly I think these people with you know funny hats made of gold and doing all this extravagant stuff is just a waste
そうだから一応イギリスは人気があればあんまりこうみんな言わないんだけど人気が下がってくるとこんなのクソだみたいに言われちゃうからなるべくあのなんか税金をやっぱり払うことにしますとかあのやっぱりここはあの自腹切りますとか、
うん、
そういう結構最近はアピールしてブログなんか YouTube 始めたりとかであの人気でなんとかそのいらないって言われないようにしてる、
うん、
だから
But it, you know, if you look at the country overall, it's like, you know, they have the military deployed in this place, like doing these sorts of things, and this many people are living below the poverty line.
Yeah,
And there's so many problems, and so many homeless people, and so much theft, and so much crime, and all these terrible things are going on.
Nope.
And the fucking queen is in a boat waving, and everyone's like, oh my god. And it's just like, to me, it's just like, all right, that's great, but like, let's get back to reality.Like it's just a, it's like a weird celebrity thing.
そうそう、まさにそうよ。だから完全に。
And it takes over the news. Like all kinds of important stuff gets zero exposure because everyone is worried about some.
こうゴシップ的な感じでイギリスだと特に、まあダイアナさんのことがあってからちょっとね、あの落ち着いたっていうかパパラッチから写真を買わないように。タブロイド紙が発表したりとかもしてたけど
Yeah, the Princess Diana era was ridiculous、
うん、であの基本的にちょっと調べたんだけどイギリス王室にかかってるお金は毎年72億円ぐらいって言われてて日本の皇室が180億円だからイギリスのイメージが結構なんかもうキンキラキンのすごいイメージだけど意外と日本の方が、うん お金はかかってる、まあ、セキュリティとかも入ってると思うけど。
How long before a Japanese prince is flying helicopters?Emergency rescue
そうだから日本の皇室はさ仕事しちゃいけない、あの公務しかやっちゃいけないから、こうやって自分で稼いだりとかブランドを作ったりとかしちゃいけないんだよね。だからまあかわいそうというか大変だよね。あの自分にチョイスがないじゃん。
Yeah, it's a weird system. It would be very weird to be born into it as well.
そうそうそうなの。
Like
チョイスがないから、
these princes and theseKings and stuff, they didn't really. It's a bloodline thing. They were born into it. They were raised by a royal family. And so it just kind of perpetuates. And it'd be very unusual for a prince to just be like, you know what? I don't want to do this.
できないからね、それは。なんかその多分プレッシャーっていうかさ。だからできることといえば、やっぱり税金を払いますとか、なんかそうやって人々に分かってもらえるようにするしか、本人はそれしかできないんだよね。だってその雇用も一応確保されてるわけじゃん、
うん、
生産性があるかどうかは別にしても、その庭師とかさ、ウェイトレスとかメイドとか、みんな仕事が与えられてるわけであるからさ。
Who would win in a fight? The King of England or the Pope
It depends on the background of the Pope. Like, 今のポープはだってバウンサーだったんでしょ。
really?
そうだよ。バウンサーやってたんだって。でも、イギリスの王室はみんな一応、その陸軍学校とかに行かなくちゃいけないから、一応、その、そういうのは訓練を受けてると思うけど、
mm.
だから、何、軍人対バウンサーみたいなことになっちゃうから。
I don't know, this bouncer Pope seems tough. He doesn't even want the bulletproof.Box anymore.
今のポープ頑張ってるね。こうイメージ向上っていうか。
That quick PR change right there. そうそう。Get on Twitter. Start sending those god tweets.
なんかマーケティングのチームがいるんだろうと思うけどね。まあイギリス王室もそうよ。だからそうやって頑張ってこういろいろやって、みんなにあまり嫌われないように、税金の無駄遣いだって。まあどっちにしろ言われるんだけど、あんまり言われないようには頑張ってるね。
Smart.
Yeah.
次。 The fatal shooting of teenager Michael Brown by police brought hundreds of protesters out of their houses in a St. Louis suburb chanting, No justice, no peace. Later, thousands of people flooded the streets for a candlelight vigil. According to statements made by the police department, Brown had been trying to grab the police officer's firearm after the police attempted to put him inside the squad car. According to witnesses, Brown was nowhere near the vehicle and had his hands up in the air when he was fatally shotSomewhere between 6 and 8 times. His body remained on the street about 11 meters from the vehicle for several hours in the sweltering heat. It has been confirmed that Brown was unarmed. This comes soon after the death of Eric Garner last month. Garner, also unarmed, was confronted by police while selling cigarettes on the street. After Garner put his hands up and asked the police officers to leave him alone, one of the officers grabbed him and put him on the ground.New York City medical examiners ruled his death as having been caused by a police chokehold.
マイケル・ブラウンという名の10代の若者が武器を所持していなかったにもかかわらず警察官に6発も撃たれて死亡した事件を受け、セントルイスで何千人もの市民がデモや追悼を行っています。警察発表によると、ブラウンをパトカー内に連行しようとした際に警察官の銃を奪おうとしたため撃ったということですが、複数の証人によるとブラウンはパトカーから離れた位置におり、両手を上に上げた状態で6から8回ほど撃たれたとのことで食い違いが見られます。彼の遺体はパトカーから11メートル離れており、暑い日差しの中何時間も放置されていました。先月にも路上でタバコ販売をしていた男性を警察官が職務質問した際に、武器を所持していない上に言われた通り両手を上に上げていたにもかかわらず地面に引きずり倒され、チョークホールドをかけられた状態となり殺害される事件が起きたばかりでした。
So the officer has been put on paid administrative leave.
Okay.
Which is seems to be the pattern.
Okay.
They are opening an investigation into this to see what actually happened.
Mm.
But Brown was unarmed. Mm. And there are witnesses that say that he was shot while he had his hands in the air、うん、and was of no threat to the police officers、
うん、ね、先月このチョークホールドのはすごいニュースになっててさ、なんかあれだよね、こう首締まった状態になっちゃって、I can't breathe, I can't breathe みたいな感じで言ってたのに、
うん、
やめないでそのまま本当に死んじゃったっていう、怖いよね、道でタバコ売ってただけなのに。
Yeah, the police force in a lot of places around the U.S. seems to have gotten pretty out of control.
あのさ、昔映画にもなった心理実験みたいなのあったじゃん。What was it called? The cell? Something like that? あの、その看守役の人と囚人役の人で分けて、ボランティアで。
うん、
で、その警察、あの、違う、刑務所みたいな感じのセットにそのグループを入れて、まあ看守役は看守の係、囚人の人は囚人らしくその檻の中で暮らしてくださいっていう。
With the, 大学生
Were they? 大学生だっけ。
I
でやったら結局その看守の人がすごい暴力的になって囚人の人を痛めつけたりとかで、囚人の係の人もすごく卑下した感じになっちゃって、元々のキャラクターと離れたものになっちゃうっていう、だからそれがまさに起きてるよね。その実験の通り、やっぱりその係に任命されるとだんだん暴走していって、権力とか、
yeah.
その自分がすごいパワフルだって勘違いしちゃってこういうことになっちゃうみたいな、まさに実験の通り、あの映画のような感じ。
It's pretty bad. There was also the Fruitvale Station incident that
yeah,
we talked、
ね、
about earlier, but、
yeah.
At any given time, there are probably at least 5 or 6 incidents、mm. in the news、mm. in the U.S. where the police have killed someone、in a possibly unjustified manner.、
Mm.
Just recently, some guy had a BB gun inside Walmart.
Okay.
A BB gun that they sell inside Walmart.
Okay.
And he was like playing around with it.And someone called the police.
Eh?
yeah. And he like said to the police, like, it's not a real gun.、
Mm.
And they shot him and he's dead.
And
that just happened. That just happened、
oh、
like、
God.
A few days ago too.
Oh my God.
So it's just like any given week, there are several people、in the news、mm. that have been killed by the police. And、mm. it's weird. Like you don't really hear about it from other countries so much, do you?
No.
Not to this extent, right?、
うん、
How often does this happen in Japan?
そのさ、銃をどういう時に使っていいかっていう基準が、例えば日本とアメリカだと全然違うじゃん。
Is it?
日本ってだってもう本当にギリギリギリギリの、もうそこまでいったら銃使ってもよかったんじゃないみたいなとこでもあんま出さないじゃん。
What is the actual rule?
I don't know. でも、その結構な自己防衛で使ったとしても後で結構言われるみたいな、なんか Was it really necessary? みたいな詰められるから、
well, that's how it works in the US too. Use of deadly force is not justified unless the officer's life or the lives of people、in that area are in immediate danger、
うん、なんかやっぱその基準がちょっと違うよね。その自分のライフが脅かされてるって思う沸点がかなり低いよね、アメリカの方が。その BB ガンもそうだし、Fruitvale Station とかもそうじゃん。ただ駅に。
Well, in those situations,、those officers were not following that rule at all. Like、mm. the Fruitvale Station situation, there was no threat、mm. to the officer's life.
Yeah.、
The chokehold case, there was no threat to、mm. the officer's life.、
Mm.
In this case, where this man had his hands up in the air、and was 11 meters from the vehicle.He was no threat to the officer's life or a threat to anyone else's life either.
だからなんかその警察官の権力みたいなものが一人歩きしちゃって、もともとどういうことだったか忘れちゃう。そのちっちゃく村とかで考えると分かりやすいんだけどね。そのなんか人がいっぱい一緒に住んでて、社会っていうものがあるとやっぱり悪い人とか変なことする人もいるから、でもみんなでそれをね、ウォッチするのは大変だから、じゃあみんなでちょっとお金を出し合ってそれを見張る係の人を作りましょうっていうのが警察官じゃん。
Yeah.
だからそのみんなに頼まれてみんなにお金をちょっとずつもらってそれでその役目を果たさなくちゃいけないのに全然別に普通の市民とかそのタックスペイヤーにとって全然害じゃない人たちをこうやって何殺しちゃったりとかっていうのは本当に本末転倒というか意味がわからないじゃん。
Yeah, people are furious.
Yeah, of course, of course.
As they should be. This happens way, way too often. And the police have alternatives. They have tasers, they have batons and nightsticks and stuff. And
they have
non-lethal.
あとあのペッパースプレーみたいなのもあるじゃん。
They have pepper spray, they have beanbag guns and I don't know.All kinds of stuff.
ね、なんかテイザーもさ死んじゃう時とかあるからとりあえずペッパースプレーしとけばいいじゃんね。
It's funny that you say that about the taser. Also, within the last week, the police tased an 8-year-old girl.
What?
Yeah.
How? なんで?
Well, the 8-year-old girl was having some tantrum in her house.
Okay.
And the parents called the police.
Okay.
And they got there and the 8-year-old girl likegrabbed a, like some kitchen knife.
Okay.
She was freaking out.
Okay.
And the police tased her.
Oh god. 大人でも死ぬ時あるのにね。
Yeah, they tased, and this girl was like probably like 30 kilos or something.
Jesus. 怖いね。で、やっぱりさ、こういうアメリカだと人種の問題もあるじゃん。こういうの起きるたびに毎回。その被害者が黒人で、警察官が白人でとかさ。So that I feel like that makes things even more complicated.
Yeah, this kind of revives the whole Trayvon.
そうだね。Trayvon Martin. And そうね。Dorner とかもじゃん。
Yeah.
もう全然関係ない人まで撃ち殺すみたいな。
The Dorner story was so crazy. I still need to read that book if someone's written it yet.
The Mexican women who had to die because they were driving the same car.
Well, they didn't die, but they may have been shot.
Didn't they die?
I don't believe so. But, but in,
oh, that's good.
In their pursuit of Dorner, the police shot up two different vehicles, like filled them with bullet holes. And neither of those trucks had Dorner in it. They were like totally unrelated.
でもさ、どういう心理なんだろうね。その、結局…警察官とはいえさ人を殺したことなんてない人の方がほとんどなわけじゃん。これが初めてのケースが多いじゃん多分。そうするとさ、うん、やっぱりその市民を殺しちゃうことに関してこ怖さはあるじゃん多分。とかこう間違えたディシジョンをして変な風にこう罪がない人を殺してしまうとかさ、うん、怖いって思ってるはずじゃんどっかで。それがどこに行っちゃうんだろうねそういう瞬間に。
I don't know.
もうアドレナリン、なんかそれは訓練不足でアドレナリンが出すぎてこうもうわけわかんなくなっちゃってとりあえず撃っちゃうとかそういうことなのか、それとも
they definitely panic. But they tend not to try to use that as a defense. Like, oh, I panicked. Like, you don't hear the police department say that. Usually the police say, oh, he went for my gun.Like they always say that.
そうだね。
And in many cases, that person never went for the gun. So they oftentimes the police department's like, oh, he went for my gun. And then some cell phone video is uploaded later, and it's like that didn't happen.
まああとその問題は撃った本人がそういうふうにもともと言おうと思ったのか、こう上から問題になるから本当のこと言うなって言われてる場合もあるじゃん、多分。
They're very protective.
ね、そうだから、でもそうやってるとさ、結局問題が解決しない。例えば本当にみんなパニックになっちゃって、あ、もう捕まえないととか思って撃っちゃうとしたら、それは訓練の仕方がおかしいじゃん。だからそれはみんなそれを国を挙げてやり直さなくちゃいけないけど、そうやってカバーしてさ、嘘ついてね、被害者のせいにしちゃってると何も進まないから、このまま変わんないよね。
Yeah, and a lot of these cases where a civilian is killedby a police officer. It's the police officer is put on paid administrative leave. Like he's still getting paid.
Yeah.
He's still working there. He still has his badge. He still has his gun. And they're not prosecuted in the same way that a civilian would be if a civilian had done the same thing.
Right, right.
And actually, so you know the hacker group Anonymous, they issued an official statement saying, Anonymous demands that the congressional representatives and senators from Missouri introduce legislation entitled Mike Brown's Law that will set strict national standards for police conduct in the USA. We further demand that this new law include specific language to grant the victims of police violence the same rights and prerogatives that are already enjoyed nationwide by the victims of other violent criminals. The Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution demands nothing less.
まあね。まあだからこれができたらいいんだろうけど、そのやっぱその根本をさ見ないとしょうがないよね。で、なんでそういう行動に出ちゃうのかっていう。
Well, the fact is that the police should have to obey the law.
Yeah.
And that's just not what's happened. It's not even close to that being the case. It's not even close when it comes to anything.
だからね、何がいけないんだろうね。その訓練なのか。例えばさ、本当にパニックになっちゃってとかだったら、適性試験みたいなものからも間違ってたのか、その人の適性が、だからカープになっちゃいけない人だったのか、そもそも。それとも、ね、人間誰でもこうやばい時にパニックになるわけじゃん。だからそれがちゃんと訓練されてないっていうことなのかさ。それをなんか誰かちゃんと調べてんのかね。なんでこれがこんないっぱい起きちゃうかっていうの。
I think too many of the, we've talked about this before, but too many of the resources are just wasted on things that are not important. Like the drug enforcement. And that's actually like the majority of what they're doing, believe it or not.
Or even this, この前の what was his name? Eric Garner?
Yeah.
この路上でタバコ販売してた人をチョークホールドかけるとか、その無駄なエネルギーの使い方というかさ、
ね、
だから、Yeah, I hope they wake up.
Yeah, Anonymous is really going after this Ferguson Police Department.
Okay.
And they actually threatened the Ferguson Police Department, saying that if they abuse or harass the protesters in Ferguson, that they will take every web-based asset of their department and governments offline. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, in kind of a strange turn of events, Twitter deleted the anonymous Twitter account.
Oh.
That Anonymous was using specifically for this event.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of weird that Twitter would do that?
まあなんかテロリスト集団みたいなくくりにしてってこと？どういう justification なんだろうね、オフィシャルには。
Is that terrorism? I don't really like the word terrorism.
but that's the only thing that Twitter can justify it.
I guess so.
No? じゃないとだって。勝手にアカウント消したわけだから。
I don't think Twitter should be censoring anyone, but.
ね。
次。A company called Hawaii Oceanic Technology plans to construct what is being called the Fish Matrix. The Fish Matrix, officially called the Ocean Sphere, is a gigantic automated fish farm capable of growing 1,000 tons of ahi and bluefin tuna at a depth of 400 meters.The system includes automatic feeding, water quality sensors, and thrusters to keep the sphere stationary. Installation is expected to begin at the end of this year, with a prototype deployed sometime next year.
Hawaii Oceanic Technology という会社が大量の魚を自動で養育できるフィッシュマトリックスというシステムを開発しました。海の中の水深400メートル地点でマグロやクロマグロを1000トン養殖可能で、餌やりや水質管理も自動で行われます。今年の年末に実際に設置が開始され、来年にはプロトタイプが使えるようになる予定です。面白いね。1000トン単位ってすごいね。
Did you see the video for this?
No.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture, but not the video.Like CG のビデオってこと?
Yeah, the picture is just a screen capture from the video.
Ah, okay.
I think.
Ah, そうなんだ。
Yeah. The video was okay, I guess.
okay. これ別にその、この、これを設置した場所で マグロとかクロマグロ銭湯に入れたところでその周りの海がなんか影響されるとかはないっていうことかな、環境的に
it could affect currents. It would probably affect the environment、a little bit、
okay.
But、not in any significantly negative way、
okay.
It's a geodesic dome which is 55 meters across、
okay.
And they're planning to construct 12 of these
どこに？ハワイに？
Near Hawaii.
Okay.
And,
すごいなそれも。
Yeah.
いきなり12個も作るの。
Well, they're planning to have 12 built by 2017, I believe.
Okay.
But they're going to build the first prototype next year.
Okay.
And it takes 18 months for these bluefin tuna to reach full size.Using these domes.
Okay.
So 18 months after the prototype is completed, they would be able to be like, hey, look, we grew some fish.
Okay.
You notice how they use the word, they use the term grow fish?
Yeah.
Rather than raise fish or breed fish or.
そうだね。
Grow like a farm.
Yeah.まあ養殖っていうもんね。
And I kind of like the I like the fish matrix.
Okay.
Term as well.
これはこの会社がこのシステムを作ってどっかに売るってこと、売ったやつを誰かがその土地持ってる人とか誰かしらが買うってこと、それとも全部ここがやってんのかな。
Well, absolutely, they would sell this technology to people that are interested in it.
But they're building these first ones themselves.
Well, they're building a prototype first. They have to make sure that this whole idea works in the first place. Okay. And they have to see if it makes sense financially. They believe that these deep sea fish farming technologies are going to be worth $75 billion by 2020.
Okay.なんか日本も私あんまり養殖とか漁業とか詳しくないんだけど、日本も最近さなんかマグロとかなんかいなくなるかもみたいに言ってない？乱獲とかで。
いや。
だからこういうのあったらいいのかね、じゃあ。
A lot of people are opposed to this idea though.
Why?
There are some organizations within Hawaii that are very much opposed to it. And they try to oppose it from an environmentalist perspective. But I think that they're actually opposed to it because of the fishing industry there.
Ah, okay, okay. そうだね。
Because the fishermen don't get to fish these fish.
Right, right.
Right?
まあそうだね。
And if you're a fisherman and all of a sudden these people show up with these... enormous geodesic domes that just grow thousands of tons of fish, you may go out of business.
Right.
Which personally, you know, I don't dislike fishermen, but I feel like this technology is better for the environment because we're fishing all of the fish out of the ocean. We have to stop. It's not sustainable.
まあだから何かしらこう地元で協力し合える形になればいいよね。なんかそのプラントにもだって誰か人はいるわけでしょ。You have to hire people, right? So like, まあ they can, I don't know if they can just hire these fishermen, but
no way.
No.
Why would they do that? The whole point of doing this is that they don't have to hire people.Companies aren't just going to hire people to give people jobs.
でもなんかメンテナンスなんかいらないの人、そのマグロ取るときとかさ。
Not
you
really.
You do need some people, no?
No. Okay, so they just... Some people just came up with this hamburger machine. People that used to work at like...Tesla and NASA and stuff like these geniuses came up with this machine that makes hamburgers.
Okay. That's bad.
Right?
Yeah.
So this machine can make a complete hamburger from fresh ingredients, fresh lettuce, fresh tomatoes. They're not pre-sliced or anything. So they have like these...
全部やってくれるのか?
It's like these vertical tubes. And each tube is filled with like... pickles or tomatoes or whatever it is. And then the order goes in for this machine to make a hamburger, and it's literally just like, just like chops these things up, and this perfectly made burger comes out in 10 seconds, I think.
Okay.
10 seconds.
まあ雇用がなくなっちゃうねそれ
Yeah, 10 seconds per burger.
まあね、そっか。
And because they don't have to pay any cooks or anything like that,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can afford better ingredients. So the burger actually tastes better than the ones that are made by people.
Ah, そっか。
Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a similar thing. That's what's going to happen with these, what is this thing called again? The ocean sphere.
まあ、そういうの多いよねさらに 今どんどんこれから多分増えていくよねそういう微妙なところ、mm-hmm. なんかその人の雇用とでもじゃあ環境守らなきゃいけないしとかね難しいね、
mm-hmm. I think this is good though
Yeah Yeah it sounds really interesting、
mm. I like fish
Me too
次According to new research, part of Ofcom's 11th Communications Market Report, digital savviness peaks at around 14 or 15 years old and then drops gradually throughout adulthood before plummeting in old age. On average, 6-year-olds scored better than most people past middle age, and 60% of people older than 55 scored below average.Additionally, about half of the adults tested did not know about Snapchat, Google Glass, or Apple's rumored iWatch.
Ofcom の新しい研究で、デジタル関連の知識レベルは14歳から15歳の若者が最も高く、そこから緩やかに降下し、年を取るとさらに一気に下がっていることが分かりました。平均的には中年を過ぎた人々の大半よりも6歳児の方がデジタル関連の知識が多く、55歳以上の人々では 60% が全体平均より知識が少ない結果となりましたさらに成人の半分ぐらいが、Snapchat、Google Glass、iWatch について知りませんでした
Do you know about all three of those things?
Yes、
mm.
I'm still young, I guess
You're still young
でも今のだから中学1、2年生あ、違うか、3年生か中学3年生ぐらいが一番分かってるっていうことだね
Isn't that amazing that 14-year-olds know the most?
うんでもさ、なんかやっぱ今こう上の世代と若者の世代で結構意見が噛み合ってない政治とかに関しても多いじゃん、
yeah.
だからそれがこのネットのとかこのデジタル知識の差によってさらにその差が広がるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
恐ろしいよね、そう考えると。
The generational gaps have gotten insanely huge. I think、ね、they're bigger than they have ever been.
うん、すごいよ。
Because someone born 100 years ago, you know, the differences in their lifestyle and the lifestyle of their child, it wasn't going to be that significant.
本当だよ。
Right?
だって私のルームメイトのおばあちゃんが99歳なの。すごい元気なのね。だけど、スパゲッティのことを洋風そうめんって言ったりとか、本当にジェネレーションギャップが半端ないの。でも2世代じゃん？おばあちゃんだからさ。別にひいおばあちゃんとかじゃないから。
The language is completely different too.
Yeah.
Japanese is completely different.
そうだね。
When I talk to old people, it's like, what is going on?
そうだね。言葉遣いも全然違うしね。使う単語も違うし、お身をつけとかさ。まあ、あとだからうちは本当特にそのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんパソコンとかやんないから本当にだからこのポッドキャストとかも全然意味分かってないもんもう何十回も説明したけど、全然意味が分かんない感じ、
yeah.
まあしょうがないよね
I tried to I can't even explain it to people in my parents' generation
そうだね人によってはね多分結構難しいかもね
Yeah.
だからやっぱりでもだからうちらでも14歳から15歳には負けてるんだよまあ年代平均で見るとね
I'm sure
すごいよね
We're not even close If you go back far enough it's just like okay my dad's a caveman and he showed me how to use this club and I'm a caveman too.
Yeah. そうそうそうだよ。普通はね、普通はってか動物的にはそれが普通なんだけど、子供の方が分かってることがあるっていう不思議な。
But young kids now, they don't know how to use a book. You know, it's that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But there are literally young kids that don't know how to use a book. Like they're trying to swipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 見たことある。赤ちゃんとかね、ちっちゃい子だと、
trying to pinch zoom.
そうそうそうそう。普通の雑誌をズームしようとしたりとかするんだよね。だから iPad が先に来ちゃうとね、そりゃ紙の媒体の方が新しいから不思議なんだろうけど、すごいよね。しかも何、中年を過ぎた人々の大半より6歳児の方が知識が多いっていうのもすごいけどね。
Yeah, yeah. I think that's people over the age of 45 and older scored worse than 6-year-olds.
Okay, 45歳って結構若い感じするけどね。
Scoring worse than a 6-year-old.
ね、そんな差があるか。まあ興味があるかないかもあると思うけどね。そのやっぱちっちゃい若い方がいろんなことに興味あるじゃん。新しいこととか、アイウォッチとか見たら何これとか調べて、まあちょっとさ、45歳以上とか大人になってくるともうそんないちいち新しいものにさ食いついてられないとか、そういうのもあると思うけど、ね。
Everything's so magical when you're that young.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when you're 4, 5, 6 years old, like everything's magical.
Yeah.
You'll just see like the you'll see some stupid flower and it's like whoa. I have never seen this flower before.
そうだね。
So you're just like checking it out.
Yeah.
But,
まあそれにインターネットが加わるとすごいことになるよね。
Old people and even people our age get so bored with stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, whatever, I already know about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, they're coming out with a new iPhone. Oh yeah, what, it has like a bigger screen. Like,
my animals are all like that, I think. Even my cat is like that too. That's what I learned.
They're
recently.
Less curious.
そう。
Over time.
そう。あの久しぶりに子猫を見たんだけど、やっぱ全然違うわ、その興味レベルが。だから人間だけじゃないんだと思って、こう人間もやっぱつまらなくなってきちゃうじゃん、だんだん、あんまり感動しないしさ、なかなか、
yeah. It's kind of sad.
そう。だからね、コロンビアの人はすごいと思う、やっぱりその点で、いつまでもこうなんか新鮮に喜べるみたいな、あれは面白い文化だと思うけど。
But it's not just the excitement, but just that the sense of wonder
Yeah, and appreciation too, I think.
Yeah.
You know, なんかこう、I mean, kids don't really take new things. Well, I don't know, but まあその curiosity がね、どんどん大人になるにつれ減っちゃうからね。6歳児ってすごくない？私そのデジタル知識めっちゃある6歳児に会ってみたいんだけど。
You know, there's no drug that you could take, whether it'smodafinil or whatever, like that's not going to put you on the 6-year old level. The 6-year old level is the highest.
Yeah.
You know, that kid's brain plasticity and his curiosity, those are the only two advantages really that he has.
そうね。
His brain plasticity and curiosity. Those are the only advantages that he has.
そうだね。
Other than that, basically just born, doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
But will still become more familiarized with the most recent technological advancements than a 45-year-old.
すごいよね。
which
だからうちらもだから
kind of shows us how important it is to be curious about life and about all of these amazing things that we can check out, whether it's just looking at stars or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.そう、何にでも好奇心はあった方がいいと思うよね。まあ、それ結構心がけてる、普段から。じゃないと本当につまんない人になっちゃいそうじゃん。なんかすごい narrow minded な、なんか、
yeah.
あ、もうそれ興味ないとか、それ知っても仕方ないじゃんとか言ってると、なんかつまんなくなりそうと思った結果、変な知識ばっかり増えていくみたいな、まあでもそれでポッドキャストできてるもんね、うちらね。
And you never hear middle-aged people be likeWhoa, you know, I was just reading about space and like I found this thing out. Like,
だから大体みんなさもう疲れてるからじゃない？そのもう毎日会社行ってさ仕事してさそんな土日にさエネルギー使って宇宙のことなんて調べてらんないんだよ。
But they'll get home and turn on TV and watch some bullshit about the Prince of England, for or whatever, whatever it is for hours and hours, or just watch all kinds of infomercials and
yeah. でもなんか最近思うんだけど、I think it's necessary for a lot of people, especially here, because they're working so much that they kind of
have to turn everything off.
Yeah, they shouldn't really be thinking about like world peace or you know wars and whatever when they're at home, because they're using you know their brain so much during the day that like if they were actually curious about like different things at night, it's going to kill them. You know?
Do you think you run out?
Yeah. I mean, だって私もそうだよ。毎日さ、だって遅くまでオフィスで仕事してるときはもう全然何にも他のことに好奇心なんて湧かないっつうか、もうそんな余裕がないじゃん。So, it's like, どうでもいいって感じ。
It's like you become a tool specialized for that one thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. だそこにエネルギー使っちゃってるから、もう全部。全部入れてるから、もう他の余力がもうないみたいな。
You were totally right about that, the star thing shooting water.
Yes! Sometimes and, I'm right.
And I think the author of that study actually tweeted us.
Ah, uso?
Yeah.
Heh? Eh? Ah, その日本人の人が?
日本人じゃないよ。
Oh, and what did he say?
He was like, oh, this is the full study.
Oh.
I think. I'm not sure.
Oh.
It's not like... Twitter の verified のやつがないけど。
え、何？インスティチューションとかってこと？ Or 個人？ Individual？
個人。
あ、ah, OK。Hi, if you're listening still. I wonder.、うん、そんな、たまにあるよね。なんかこう、論文とかの話するとさ、あ、これ俺のだみたいな。
うん、
聞いてくれてるケースが。
Yeah. I think it's actually protostars though. So it's not actually... It's like not a star yet.
Ah, okay. Mm.
It was interesting. Interesting to get that link too. Did you see the? I showed you the cat.
Ah, ね、阿佐ヶ谷の七夕祭りでマイケルが発見した超キモい猫の。
It looks normal.
着ぐるみっていうかあのゆるキャラみたいなやつ。
It looks normal until you realize it has like.
そうだね。
Hairs coming out of.
そう、これツイートしたんだよね、写真。
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did.
あの顔は普通だけどね体がなんか人間なんか人間そのままなんだよねなんか全身タイツみたいな感じで、うん、で毛がなんかところどころ生えてるみたいななんか波平さんの髪の毛みたいなやつが体に生えてキモあれ何のキャラなんだろう阿佐ヶ谷かな阿佐ヶ谷のゆるキャラなんているのかな
They have a lot of weird characters actually
あれだよねなんかゆるキャラがテーマなんだよねだってだからなんかフナッシーとかさそういうなんか有名なゆるキャラがいっぱい、
うん、
なんでテーマゆるキャラなんだろうね
I don't really understand it
不思議すぎるあそうもうすぐ麻布十番もあるよね
うん
そう my holiday is coming up シャーやなんかおはああれだよねパスワードとユーザーネーム何個ずつ持ってますかみたいなこと聞いたんだよね
Yeah, someone has 60.
すごいね。
60
はすごいわ。私もでもね、よく考えてみても、まあ15とか20とか、10ってことはなかったかもしれないけど。でも、もう覚えらんないもんってそんなに私、その組み合わせ。
Yeah, I had all my stuff saved in Evernote.
Ah, okay, okay. Once.
一回消えちゃった全部。
やばいね。
Something happened to something happened to Evernote, I think.
どうしたのそれ？覚えてたの？
I had to like start over from some old list that I had somewhere.
Ah, okay. あと私この間ミッフィーがあの男の子でしょとか言ったら女の子だったらしい。
でも分かりにくいね。
でもよく見たらスカート履いてるよねあれ。多分
そう、
うん、なんかワンピースつかなんかまあウサギだからあれだけどさこうなんか下が開いてる
I haven't seen Miffy lately
そう、私もあの回の後ツイッターで何人かに、いやミッフィーは女の子ですよって言われて、えっと思って調べたつか写真見たら、まあ、顔だけじゃ分かんないけどどう考えても、うん、でもスカートみたいなね履いてるんだよ。
Some guys wear skirts。
そうだからアラブ人みたいな、アラブ人男性が着てるみたいなやつあるじゃん。
Maybe Miffy's Scottish。
まあチェックじゃないけどね。 It's just one color。 T シャツ結構売り切れてきてるから今サイズまあでもまだ女性用がちょっとまだあるかな、うん、あと男性用の S があとちょびっとだけ残ってた気がするっていう感じなので、欲しい方はぜひ、あと文字起こしね、アプリ無料でダウンロードできるアプリで文字起こし購入できますので、
It seems to be I think we're mostly back on track with that. We missed a few days but
yay。 あとインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックありますので、
はい、
ぜひ
お願いします。
お願いします。終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。